Nolte, Pew Survey Reveals Journalists Are Out-of-Touch Snobs. By John Nolte on June 23, 2022. The far-left Pew Research Center polled 11,889 working journalists and uncovered what we already know. Most journalists are elitist, insufferable, out-of-touch snobs. Here are just a few of the key findings. 55% of journalists do not believe both sides of an issue or debate deserve equal coverage. Only 22% of the public agrees. 67% of journalists believe they are covering the most important stories of the day. Only 41% of the public agrees. 65% of journalists say they are reporting the news accurately. Only 35% of the public agree. 52% of journalists say they serve as a watchdog over elected leaders. Only 29% of the public agree. 71% of journalists believe fake news is a major problem. Only 50% of the public agrees. 83% believe the public trusts their news outlet. Lol. 43% of journalists say they manage and correct misinformation. Only 25% of the public agrees. 46% of journalists say they feel very connected to their audience. Only 25% of the public feels very connected to the news media. 75% of journalists think it's a major problem when people get their news from like-minded outlets. Only 39% of the public agree. Journalism used to be a working-class job. Now it's an elite profession staffed by social climbers concerned only with status within their professions. And that status game has been rigged to where you have to become part of the left-wing collective to obtain and keep your status. Just look at how the collective has ruined people like Jake Tapper and Joe Scarborough. They chose status over truth and fairness, and now they're but laughingstocks, but only in the eyes of the public. Yet, within the media collective, they are heroes. The whole game of journalism has been corrupted to enforce conformity and pushing a fascist, left-wing agenda. But I'm telling you, this glass is more than half full. This bubbled arrogance and snobbery, the lies, the conspiracy theories, the spreading of violence. The corporate media are killing themselves, imploding, wiping out their credibility and, with it, their moral authority, which undermines their ability to sway public opinion. They might all be rich and famous and considered themselves fabulous, but the thing they desire most is gone, their influence. All the media do now is talk to one another and try to impress one another. Meanwhile, it is new media driving the conversation and narrative. While the journalists dry hump the mostly peaceful U.S. Capitol protest, gun grabbing, global warming, which is a hoax, and a bunch of other issues the public doesn't care about, new media is all over inflation, gas prices, the open border crisis, Joe Biden's senility, undermining the military with gay propaganda, and the explosion of violent crime. Let the smug and arrogant journalists have their velvet bubble. Good riddance, I say. New media can take it from here. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.